Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Ephesians chapter 2. I'm telling you, this second chapter of Ephesians is, it is so powerful. And you, say me. You hath he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked, I certainly did, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our manner of life in times past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us, because He is so good, He loved us in the middle of that trash. Even when we were dead in sin, has made us alive together with the Anointed One. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are already in heaven. You already have a presence there. Now let me just throw something here. Whether you agreed with the last election or not. Now, my dad, A.W. Copeland, used to be a Democrat, and he changed over to being a Republican. Do you think this election made any difference to him? He's in heaven. He doesn't care. Amen. Well, I already have a presence there, and so do you. So quit worrying about it. If you don't like it, turn the news off. Get over it, Gloria said. Whatever it is, something happened in the family. I don't care how serious. Somewhere, you have to deal with it and get over it. Because you and I should be thinking above and not beneath. How? By faith. By faith. Let that spiritual force take over and do its work. And the love of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, we're not done here yet. That in verse 7, that in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Well, what, Brother Copeland? The grace or the faith? Both of them. But it's referring particularly to faith. Not the ministry gift of faith. No, this is saving faith. This is saving faith. And the moment that I sat down in that chair, one shoe off, I'd just flown a trip from a man with the Arkansas Louisiana Gas Company by the name of Weir, and I just got back to our new furnished apartment, and my mother sent me Bibles all the time, and there she wrote in the front of that Bible, Ken Precious, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Gloria read that. She thought, well, I certainly need things. Now, the church in which she was raised never mentioned born again. I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church. I had heard that phrase. Well, she said, well, I certainly need things. Lord, take my life and do something with it. Well, I'd say He did. But she said that in faith. She didn't say anything to me about it. Now she's praying that I find a job. We got to get out of this house that has nothing. She found a brand new furnished apartment, never had been lived in. Now, you think that wasn't precious looking to us? So, I flew that trip and came back that night. I accepted Jesus as Lord. And I heard it inside here. The Lord said, Kenneth, if you don't get right with me, you're going to a devil's hell, boy. And I said, I know it. But what do I do now? I heard my Sunday school teacher say, boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your hearts. I just did it. Now, I was, from the time I was 9 years old, I was committed to profanity. Gloria said, I'm not going out in the public with you anymore. That night, it felt like I had I could physically feel in my mouth. And when it was released, I never used profanity again. Amen. Not of any kind, anytime. Amen. Now, I wanted you to see that because it was the gift of God. Jesus was a gift to the world and is a gift to the world. The Holy Spirit is a gift to the church. You can't earn either one of them. They're both by faith. So now, you can't be saved without faith. Number two, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by faith. So you can't live the Christian life with it. We live by faith. Our lives are sustained by faith. Everything is by faith. Let everything be by faith. There's nothing too small to use your faith, nothing too big with which to use your faith. I started to buy a pair of socks one time, and I heard the voice of the Lord in here. Put those back and get it by faith. My socks? You need socks? I said, yes, I need socks. Well, what have you been doing? Well, I still got some old socks I got from my dad. He said, you need some new socks, boy. So I did it by faith, and here came the socks. 2 Corinthians 5, 6, and 7, you can't walk the Christian walk without it because we walk by faith and not by sight. 1 Timothy 6, 12, 2 Timothy 4, 7, you can't fight the Christian fight without faith. Fight the fight, the good fight of faith. Now we need to look at that, 1 Timothy 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Verse 11, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Your confession is good before many witnesses. And it is by the words of your mouth that these things come to pass. Now then, 1 John 5, 1 through 4, we overcome the world by faith, so you can't overcome the world without faith. Romans 14, 23, whatever is not of faith is sin. What? I didn't write that. I didn't write that. You have to believe that and shape up. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1, 24, we stand by faith. And Romans 11, 20 says the same thing. And this one, we have to look at this one, Ephesians 6. And I want you to notice the words. Verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Well, what do you do? Having done all. What is having done all? You go get the scriptures. You go get the verses that promise you what you need. You go find those out before you even pray the prayer. Pray the Word of God. That's the answer to the prayer. And pray it around what the Word says. Amen. Because the Word is good. So, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Therefore, stand, having your loins girt about with truth, the Word, having on the breastplate of righteousness. How? By faith. Now, this is the armor of God. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Well, what did the Apostle Paul say? He said that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Having your feet, your shoes are power. You're walking in power. Why? You're walking by faith. Glory to God. Every step of it in the name of Jesus. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all. Say, above all.
Above all.
Above all. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, which was by faith, the sword of the Spirit, which is by faith, which is the Word of God, praying always. Praying always with all kinds of prayer. Glory be to God. And you cannot be blessed without it. This final scripture in the third chapter of the book of Galatians. Oh, wow. Glory be to God. Oh, if I only had time to go through the book of Colossians. All strengthened with all might according to His power, and all patience, long-suffering, joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has already delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the agape kingdom of His Son, in whom, in Him, we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn. The firstborn. Glory to God. He is no longer the only begotten Son of God. He is the firstborn of many brethren. You are born again. You have firstborn status. We are joint heirs with Him. We are not sub-heirs. We are joint heirs. And by faith, we diligently seek Him. And by faith, we walk in this. And by faith, we are His workmanship, not our own, lest any of us should boast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory. I just think I'll just stand here and preach faith a little while. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Galatians, this powerful, powerful, powerful faith book. This whole book is just faith, 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 faith. particularly the third chapter of the book of Galatians. And just for sake of time, we'll start off with the 8th verse and the scripture. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached. God preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, "In thee shall all nations be blessed." Blessed. With faithful Abraham, for as many as of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them," but that no man, no woman is justified or made righteous by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree," so that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And then verse 26, "You're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. Neither is any male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, or if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Oh, Lord Jesus. Don't even turn there. Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Have the faith of God. "For verily I say unto you that whosoever," I'm a whosoever and you're a whosoever, "shall say unto this mountain, 'Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any." Faith in Oh, Brother Copeland, you don't know what happened to me. Well, have faith in God. Yeah, but what about my finances? Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. But Brother Copeland, I don't care what it was, have faith in God. Stop what you're doing right now and start your faith working again. Put a rag in your mouth. And if you can't speak faith, shut up. Don't be saying anything else. I remember someone that came up right in front of me. "That faith stuff don't work for me." Well, before I could think, she came up out of me. It just did. Now, in closing this, the reason it's so important to be covenant aware is because there is a faith side and a curse side. Your choice, my choice. To choose life, you choose life words. The power of death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Well, I'm primarily a voice talent or a voice actor, voiceover on commercials or industrial productions for companies. Anything that has to do with narrating or announcing, that's my career. I was already full-time in voiceover work as a promotional voice for radio stations across the country, secular radio stations. And we were very much wanting to do more than just tithe. And we prayed about it. Mary and I prayed about it and asked for wisdom. You know, the wisdom is inside of you because God's inside of you, and it just needs to kind of show up and come out. And so we prayed to have that wisdom revealed to us. He said, give your voice. And I had no problem with that at all. I said, hey, that's pretty simple. I can do that. And so there were a couple of Christian radio stations in our hometown of Minneapolis, St. Paul, where we started doing it on a local basis. And then I really was the one that said, it was kind of a light bulb revelation thing. I said, well, wait a minute, if we can do this for local radio stations, we should be able to do this for a national or a worldwide ministry. And since we were so familiar and so in tune with the Copelands and their ministry, that it was just a natural for us to say, well, what if we offered these voiceover services to the Copelands?
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. For 50 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has been here.
You know, I remember Kenneth was talking about living to give. And, I mean, Dick caught on to that just like that. And he thought, this is what we've got to do. You know, this is the way people ought to live. This is what really works. We just were looking for every opportunity to give what we had to give. And at that point, it wasn't much money, cash. We didn't have that much of that to give. But we could give of ourselves. You know, we decided that I would quit working outside the home and I would give my time to Dick Urbanstee Productions. And then Dick Urbanstee Productions would give its time and plant it, you know, in a seed of good ground like Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And we knew it was because we'd learned so many things from them. We'd learned to walk by faith. We'd learned to pray over things and have communion over them. And we saw the change in our finances, I mean, immediately.
I went from having 12 client stations to 112 client stations doing voice work. And that's God.
When we first made the offer to the ministry about the voiceovers, Dick was with a non-union voice talent at the time. He was just getting started. And by the time like a year had passed, he was getting regular work. You know, he'd been probably up at that time to about $1,200 to $2,000 a month from $200, you know, in a year. And we were told by these people that this just doesn't happen, you know, that he'd gone ahead so quickly. And then he got his union agent, you know, those people accepted him and took him on, and they were real excited about him. And from that time till a year later, our income doubled.
Every day we confess probably close to 130, or I haven't even counted them, maybe 150 confessions. And it's just phenomenal how the Lord blesses you. The Lord will find whatever way he can and use whoever's obedient to give you what you need, even though it may not be in the form, you know, you want it in. I mean, he still gets it to you.
We have enough experience, I guess, now in knowing what our confessions produce and knowing that they're a seed and they grow up and it doesn't happen tomorrow, but we're planting those constant seeds so that we're continuing to have a constant harvest.
I'll never forget how rotten that my life was before and how abundant and just so full of love I am now. And you know, God does give you a chance to do it over again. And that's really a blessing.
This past June, our dear friend and longtime partner, Dick Urbeste, went home to be with the Lord. He and his wife, Mary, have been partners for 39 years, and we are so thankful and grateful for all he has done for KCM and for the body of Christ. Now, you may not know who that is, but you do recognize his deep and booming voice that aired on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast for decades, as well as many KCM outreach videos. And his gift was his voice that he generously sowed into KCM and churches over a 30-year span. And that faithful seed sown came back as a great harvest. As he went on to become a successful, world-renowned voiceover professional, and his story is one of victory, choosing God's Word and making it final authority. Now, this week on the broadcast, Brother Copeland is teaching us about living a lifestyle of faith. And I want to remind you to get your free audio series, Faith in the Heart of a Believer. This is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's gift to you. They want to sow this into your life. And all you have to do is request your copy on kcm.org. And when your faith is released, the creative power of God actually goes to work in your life. It brings the blessing of God and removes the curse of sins, sickness, debt, fear. Lives are restored, praise God. Destinies are changed. And by the grace of God, whole nations are healed. And that's what faith in the heart of a believer can do. And I want to remind you today of KCM's prayer line. We've got licensed prayer ministers on staff who are trained in the Word of God. They're ready to pray for you in faith. And what you need to know is God's Word has the answer for everything you face. Pray in agreement with His Word. Now, KCM has prayer ministers in all of their offices around the world. To contact the office nearest you, go to kcm.org for their hours of operation. And allow us the privilege of coming into agreement with you, and so that you become one of the thousands of testimonies that are coming into this place all the time of the good things our good God does in the lives of people who will take Him at His Word and stand in faith. Amen. Listen, join us on the broadcast again tomorrow. You don't want to miss this word from Brother Copeland. Living by faith, speaking by faith, fighting by faith. This is the life of victory. Thanks so much for watching today. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, go to kcm.org/victory offer. You can request it on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
My experiences at KCBC over the past few years have been awesome, discovering the calling and purpose that God has put in my life.
We are being taught on how to live our life on a daily basis, every day in the Word, to just completely focus on God.
Every person you meet is constantly pouring into you, whether it's your other students, whether it's faculty, pastors.
We're not the same people we were when we walked in those doors.
Discover your calling. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.